Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State claim responsibility for three explosions that rocked Brussels Tuesday morning. Two were at the airport and one at a metro station in the heart of the Belgian capital. At least 30 people were killed and 130 others were injured. U.S. President Barack Obama reacted to the blast during a speech in Havana.
The thoughts and the prayers of the American people are with the people of Belgium, and we stand in solidarity with them in condemning these outrageous attacks against innocent people. We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally Belgium in bringing to justice those who are responsible.
Footage showed people fleeing the airport in Brussels as a double explosion at about 8 a.m. local time shattered the massive windows, leaving glass and tiles scattered on the airport floor and smoke curling into the chilly morning air. Various news reports, at least 11 people were killed in the airport blasts. A Belgian prosecutor said at least one blast at the airport was probably caused by a suicide bomber. Local media also reported shouts in Arabic at the airport before the explosions. Well, meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday acknowledged the difficult history between the U.S. and Cuba, but offered a message of peace to the Cuban people as he neared the end of a landmark visit to the communist country. Obama said the differences between the Washington and Havana governments are real and they are important, but he said both sides can still move forward with a historic normalization of relations. But the president also forcefully criticized the Cuban government, saying the Cuban people would still not be able to live up to their potential without democratic reforms. VOA News. A Russian court Tuesday found captured Ukrainian pilot Nadenza Savchenko guilty of complicity in the murder of two Russian journalists covering the war in East Ukraine. She was sentenced to 22 years in a Russian prison. Specifically, the court convicted Savchenko of directing artillery fire that led to the deaths of the two television journalists who worked with Kremlin state media. They were reporting on fighting between pro-Russian separatists and the Ukrainian army in East Ukraine before their deaths in July 2014. On a separate charge, the court fined Savchenko a little more than $100 for crossing into Russian territory illegally. Savchenko denies involvement in the death of the journalists, saying cell phone records indicate she was captured by pro-Moscow militants prior to the journalists' deaths. Savchenko also insists she was subsequently kidnapped and taken into Russia against her will. UN humanitarian agencies are expressing concern a recent European Union-Turkey agreement does not safeguard the rights of the thousands of Syrians, Iraqis, and other people fleeing to Greece in search of refuge from conflict and persecution. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency has been supporting the authorities in the so-called hotspots on the Greek islands by receiving, assisting, and registering newly arriving refugees and migrants. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says the agency is suspending its activities in these centers, saying that because of the provisions of the EU-Turkey agreement, these sites have become detention facilities.
Basically, we were providing humanitarian services in those centers, distribution of humanitarian assistance. We'll no longer be doing that.
The UNHCR is not party to the EU-Turkey deal, but provided legal judgments and recommendations safeguarding the rights of refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Voters in three western U.S. states are headed to the polls Tuesday for presidential nominating elections, with the leading contenders, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, looking to boost their leads in the race to win their party's nominations. Political surveys indicate Trump, the brash billionaire political novice, appears set to win in Arizona, along the U.S.-Mexican border, over his two remaining rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. A total of 58 delegates to the party's July national nominating convention are at stake in a winner-take-all primary. The outcome appears to be more in doubt in Utah, a heavily Mormon state. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.